This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to Auto World. I had to holler at him to get more popcorn in here. Kettle corn today here on Auto World. Hope you've got your Auto World popcorn ready to eat, because we're going to sit back here, the third hour of Auto World. Sit back, relax, take the no masks needed, folks. You're sitting in your favorite chair, your couch, you're on your sofa. No matter where you're sitting, I'm glad you're here with us. Sitting with us here in the Greasy Garage Studio, I'm Mark Evans, your host from Boise, Idaho, live. That means that I'm in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, back in the Greasy Garage Studio, sitting in my Dodge Viper seat. Oh, this thing feels good. Earlier, we had the seat warmers on a little bit too much. I was burning my buns. Anyway, we don't want to do that here on Auto World. Ooh, that's a topic right there. Are you burning your buns with your seat heaters? Oh, I know those Cadillac seat heaters. I've actually installed a lot of those seat heaters in the Cadillac Escalades. They go out. We'll talk about that later here on the third hour, but we'll make sure you're warm throughout the whole entire hour of Auto World. Welcome to the studio, Greasy Garage Studio, that is, and that means I've got a wrench in one hand, microphone in the other. Why? Well, because Auto World is an interactive, informative, all things automotive show to help you with your wants, your needs, your questions, your I don't get it, Mark. Why does the price of a car and the truck just keep going up? I can answer that for you. I know I can. I can help you. Two heads are better than one. In order to do that, you need to email me right here at Auto World. That email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And our phone number at Auto World since 1992. Been around a couple days. 855-660-4261. Axel Rod Alex is sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Oh, yeah. He takes your calls, makes you sound good. That machine, that 2800 GCN mixer machine, is sitting at Genesis Communications Network. In order to get me, my voice, all this 45 years of knowledge out to all our great affiliates that take Auto World. Quite a few, and I'm saluting all of our affiliates right now. Right hand, please. First row. Second row. Oh, third and fourth rows already got their hand up. Good, 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 good. Let's salute to our affiliates. Without our radio affiliates, we would not be able to help you with your car questions. So, throughout Auto World's life, Auto World's life is your life. You are in your own Auto World. You do have, I know, a great brand new car. You're not concerned about it because that's why you bought it. You wanted to get rid of the old lemon, the old junker, the old jalopy stock, whatever you would like to call it, that was in the driveway, and you did trade it off. You got rid of it. You had noises. You had smells. You're tired of putting $100 bills in it. And there comes a point in the car's life, folks, that you have to realize you don't think the car, the SUV, the truck talks to you. They do. They talk to you in $100 bills is how they talk to you. So remember, do I or do I not put 500 $100 bills in it? 6, 7, 8. This is almost like an auction. Do I hear 10, 10, 10, 11, 12, 12, 13, 14? And do I hear 16? See? It's like Auto World auction, but it's not. I want you to stop putting $100 bills in a car or an engine. It's not worth it. Stop. Just stop. And you have. Congratulations. Some of you haven't, but you're going to now. You're going to move on. You're going to trade it in. You're going to get you another one. Whatever that another one is, that other brand, that other model. How do you get your information? Do you get it from the neighbor next door? Hey, what's a good car? What's a good model? What's a good make? What color's good? Or do you get it from the people at work? I don't know. Well, hopefully you get it right here in Auto World. Call me. Email me. How do I know what's the best? I really don't. But I can tell you this right here, right now, that after 45 years of touching, tasting, and smelling, and feeling, and getting some scars on my fingers, and one on my knee, And I think my right toe's got one. Anyway, this is not a health show. This is Auto World. Okay. So after doing all that over 45 years of repairing, I've heard the same question probably a dozen times. I've smelled the same. I've heard the noise. I've seen it. I've done it. Even when it gets down to the product line of what to put in a vehicle, I've actually heard from my clientele, my customer relationships, telling me that, Mark, I put this brand in and it didn't work. So this is some things that I have basically branded into my memory bank, up in my file cabinet, up in my head. And I'm here to help you. Wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other. Each and every week I get out into the greasy garage and I touch, I fix, I hear my clientele telling me this problem, that problem. I do actually sell tires and install tires, balanced tires and don't balance tires. I have all that stuff, plasma cut and plasma cut, wire weld and wire weld. Yes, I have it all. That's what I'm talking about. I have a press out there. Sometimes just trying to figure out how to press a spindle bearing out of a Toyota Sienna van, it's a nightmare. It's a dangerous thing to do with that big, heavy 6-ton press I have. So just to sit back and look at the press and look at the spindle and figure out how to put the spindle in there in order to press the spindle bearing out of the spindle takes like some time. So I've been there, done that. So next time I do it, I just put it up there and go like this and I'm done. And so with that, this is an Auto World tip time. And that Auto World tip time is that, in fact, do you want to save $100 hiring the right person? Or would you rather have and hire somebody that's never done a spindle bearing in your Toyota Sienna van that you need a spindle bearing because it's going up in the front and they tell you you need a spindle bearing on the right front and they've never done one, but you say, oh, go ahead and you do it because you're my mechanic, but they said, we've never done one. And you said, well, go ahead and do it. Well, next thing you know, you get charged for 3 hours. See, if you were here at the Greasy Garage Studio an hour later, I'd have it pressed out and be done with this job and only charge you, you know, 5 hours. I mean, an hour. Anyway, we want to be fair to yourself, and that's what it's all about. So anyway, with all that said, the third hour, we've got a recall for you. We're going to spill the beans. Oh, yeah, this company, the government, said you're going to have to recall those. And they said, no, we're going to appeal it. Well, they appealed it, and it failed. So stay tuned for that. And of course, we're going to take more and read more of your emails. I've got some here in the email bag I've got to get to. And, of course, like I said, at the first hour, I might have mentioned it on the second hour of Auto World, but what really matters is the third hour right here, right now, and that means that class is going to be in session here in a little bit. So get your paper and pen out, and you're going to be involved with me. That's right. And I've got homework for you. Oh, don't you just love these Auto World teachers? That's right. We're going to leave this third hour with homework, and you're going to love it. You really will. It'll teach you. It'll help you. That's what it's all about. But right here, right now, let's get to this. Wait a minute. I talked about a couple car companies they basically unveiled a couple things. The Tesla unveiled the very first car in China this last week, the Model Y in China. We've got the Model Y, of course, over here in the States, but now it's in China. And now, oh, look at that. The Mercedes-Benz folks, they unveiled the very first EV, electric vehicle, in Germany. What is it called, Mark? It is called, well, it's going to happen next year. It's the Mercedes, a division of Daimler. Daimler is Chrysler, by the way. They will introduce the EQS, a battery-powered counterpart to the company's top-of-the-line S-Class. For you folks that have the S-Class, oh, la, la, that is one nice car. Well, this EQS, like they said, it's going to be a battery-powered counterpart to your S-Class, the EQS, which will cost how much? Good question. It's going to run you starting at $100,000. That's a lot of zeros. But will be the very first vehicle built with Mercedes-Benz so-called electrical vehicle architecture. Oh, yeah. So get ready for that. Mercedes-Benz, you did it. Running right up against Tesla. We'll be right back here. We're going to pull this baby over to the curb, take a break, get you some more oil. We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. 8542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Well, I asked an old truck driver about life out on the road. If he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load, if there's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles, if he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles. And I asked him if those trucking songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, 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 try to stay alive, keep my mind on my load, keep my eye upon the road. I got nothing in common with any man who's home every day at 5. to do is drive, 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 drive.
He's going to burn a lot of fuel if he keeps driving. Oh, that's fun, though. Let the good times roll and drive. 10 and 2, 10 and 2. Good. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, from the Greasy Garage Studio, live from Boise, Idaho. Good to have you along. I'm in trouble. I didn't see the on-air light on. What the heck? We forgot to turn the on-air light on. Let's do it now. Oh, yeah. Man, this thing's got larger over the years here at Auto World. This thing's huge and buzzing. Don't dare touch it. It's flashing a little bit there. Wait, we're on air. That's what it's all about, folks. Live each and every week for you. For you. That's where it's at. You're the star of the show. Always remember you can get in hold of me and always go back if you'd like to listen to the archives of the show at GCNLive.com. Again, the archives. Just look for, go to GCNLive.com. Go to Auto World. You'll see a smiling face of me behind the microphone with some cars and goodies in the background, and hit archives, and you can always go back and take your pen and pencil with you and your paper, and hopefully, you know, because each and every week I promised myself to you that I would give you information to help you save money, green money. And with that said, too, you can always Google Auto World Podcast right up on the top. Very proud of that. Very, you don't have to search for it. Just Google Auto World Podcast. When you're out doing your fun things that you're doing when we're not together here right now in the time that you and I are listening together. So I appreciate that. Again, Facebook, Mark Evans, and then you can message me at any time there throughout the week and or right now. Again, and then remember, autoworldmedia.com. The website is up and alive. It's got a heartbeat of oil going right through those oil galleys. AutoWorldMedia.com. More to come with that, too. We're only running on 2 cylinders right now. Wait till we get all 16 running. Hey, it's time. It's time for you to get that writing stick out and get that paper ready because I've got the recall. Oh, here it is. NHTSA appeal fails. Ford to recall additional 3 million cars, folks. It's all about the Takata airbags again. See, you thought that was out and done and fixed and finished. It's not, and that's why I'm talking about it. Following in GM's footsteps, Ford is back to issuing recalls on Takata airbags. Both automakers, General Motors and Ford, have been fighting with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration over an order to recall several million cars equipped with possible defective Takata airbag inflators. Both GM and Ford's appeals have been unsuccessful, and Ford will now be recalling and repairing, folks, at no cost, all of these affected vehicles. The latest recall will cover the driver's side airbags in the models listed that I'm going to tell you here in a little bit. Manufacturing years, 2006 all the way up to 2012 in total. Folks, there's 3 million vehicles that are affected. I know we've got that plus listening. Listen to this and get your paper and pen out. And I'm going to refresh everything right now and let you know that you can always go back if you miss it now to the Auto World Podcast. Listen again. And again, you can go back to GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com. That is our syndicated network that I'm on right now. Just look for Auto World. Go to Archives, and you'll see and hear the show again. So, over 3 million vehicles are affected. Fords. This is on the Ford side, okay? 3 million of them. 2007 through 2011 Ford Rangers. 2006 through 2012 Ford Fusions. 2007 through 2010 Ford Edges. 2006 through 2012 Lincoln Zephyr MKZ. 2007 through 2010 Lincoln MKX. 2006 through 2011 Mercury Milans, 2007 to 2009, Mazda B-Series. Those are the starters, but those are affected, and those will get fixed for free under the Takata driver's side. Let's get them fixed. And the best part about all this, if you didn't have a piece of paper and a pen and a pencil, that's okay. Again, I'm going to say it again. Archive, GCNLive.com, go to Auto World, and you go to our archives, and you can listen to the show again, and write it down and go for it. And if you did catch it, thank you. Appreciate that. Go to Auto World Podcast. And again, my email is good
28 hours a day. I know it's, we only have 24 hours, but I'm usually rocking and rolling 28 hours because I love automotive stuff, and I've got to get it everything I can while I'm still awake. With that said, you can always email me, and I can give you back more information than that you might have missed here on Auto World. That email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Okay? autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I'll send it to you, send that list to you. Hey, a little trivia. Let's have some fun now. A little trivia here I'm sure glad they don't do this today, but we were talking about, and we will be talking about a little bit more about roads and speed limits, because I did put on my Instagram account a picture of millions of curves of road going down the mountain with hardly any straightaways, and we got a little story talking about Dead Man's Curve in L.A. and the gentleman who hit the voice of Mickey Mouse and another 1,000 cartoon characters. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. But talking about speed limit, in 1906, Baltimore County commissioners allowed cop Noah Walker to shoot at cars that violate the speed limit. What? I'll read it again. It's hard to believe. This was back in 1906. Baltimore County commissioners allowed cop Nash Walker to shoot at cars that violated the speed limit. After charges are filed by a driver whose car was speeding, a speeding target, Walker, who was shooting at him, is cleared and urged to keep up the good work. Oh, so you thought you had it rough with the policeman pulling you over for speeding, huh? Oh, we've got it real rough, don't we? How would you like to get this Noah Walker to shoot at you? Hey, you're going over the speed limit and shooting at you. Target practice. Okay, back in 1906. Think about back then, 1906, what the speed limit was, 4 or 5 miles an hour. I've got a 1916 Chevrolet. I think the top speed's 20, maybe at the most 22 on those wood spoke wheels. If I don't hose them down with water, they're going to splitter and break, so I won't even get up to 15 miles an hour. But can you imagine? I can't imagine that guy shooting at me because I'm going over 6 miles an hour. Woo! Today's cars, we can, hey, go ahead and shoot at me. I can do 125. See ya. Boy, time's changed. We're going to come back with more chocolaca, chocolaca, chocolaca on my kettle corn. Woo! From the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The ban on transgender people serving in the U.S. military against former President Donald Trump for inciting a riot at the U.S. Capitol. The trial is set to begin the week of February 8th. A growing number of Republican senators say they oppose the trial, dimming the chances that Trump will be convicted. However, Senator Mitt Romney of Utah believes there should be a trial. He tells Fox News Sunday.
I wish that weren't necessary, but the president's conduct with regards to the call, the Secretary of State Raffensperger in Georgia, as well as the incitation towards the insurrection that led to the attack on the Capitol, calls for a trial. And, you know, if we're going to have unity in our country, I think it's important to recognize the need for accountability, for truth and justice.
Meanwhile, as many as 5,000 National Guard troops will remain in Washington through mid-March to provide security around the Capitol. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dead Man's Curve. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, talking a little bit about roads, talking a little bit about a lot of things here on Auto World in the third hour. But let's talk about your road. Let's talk about the speed limit on your road. Well, back in the day, Dead Man's Curve, that was Jan and Dean, by the way. They actually did do a live song, a real song like you just heard about, Dead Man's Curve in L.A., Sunset Boulevard, and that road was built wrong. It was built 6 degrees to the negative side, which threw the car from the inside out to the outside lane, which, of course, they had a lot of accidents. And that mountain is a pretty steep mountain, a cliff, to put it where it is. And I just want to highlight all this. Dead Man's Curve, maybe in your city. Let's go back in the day that Mel Blanc, he's a gentleman that he's the Bugs Bunny voice. Oh, that's all, folks. And a lot of other, he did 1,000 cartoon voices. Well, a gentleman hit him, his name, was Arthur Ralston. He hit him Arthur was driving an Oldsmobile in 1998 and come around and hit Mel Blanc there on in his Austin Martin DB Mark III. And they were fine. Okay. They're okay. But overall, Mel, of course, sued L.A., sued that gentleman. They found out that the road was built and designed wrong and all that. Well, it gets back into the days of that road was built back in 1920. How did they build the road? Well, the road was pretty much already there. It was a cattle trail, folks, built by cattle. And, of course, we come along with our cars there in the California, L.A. area, and they said, well, let's just follow where the cattle been, because the cattle, of course, they don't go 100 miles an hour. They go pretty slow. So let's just follow their trail, and that's what they did. And, of course, think about
the equipment back in 1920. What did they have to go up that hill, to follow that cattle trail, to put asphalt down? See, so this is all part of the roadway, meaning that roads and speed limits. They built the road for wagons and horses back in 1920. Well, Arthur Ralston, he's still alive, and he had 8 stitches or something like that in his right knee is what happened. But I want to kind of highlight that, because the things that you were driving all under the road are sewer pipes, our water pipes, our internet cables, our TV cables, our power cables, and then think about the animals and the varmints that are eating away at these cables, the mice, the go-downs, whatever you want to call them, they're eating away at this. And the asphalt deteriorates within the weather period. And then, of course, did you ever think about, before you saw the speed limit sign, you trust the speed limit sign? So the question here on Auto World this week, was the speed limit sign built for the road, or was the road built for the speed limit sign? And then today's cars are so, as you know, you just bought a brand new one, nice smell, nice handling. It handles those corners like they're not even there. If the speed, and you know this, I know you know this, I know it too because I'm guilty. The speed limit said, around that corner, speed limit sign said 40. And the car that I was in could do it at 50. And so you start memorizing that this car that I'm in, this car, this make, this model can do that speed limit, but 10 miles over faster. Some of you have a car that might be able to do the speed limit 30 miles an hour faster. So if it says 40, you do 70. And before you know it, you're on a dead man's curve. That's what I'm talking about, with a 6-degree pointed to the negative side, throwing you to the outside, throwing you into the river. So slow up. Just chill out, man. I want you to make sure that you're here next week to listen to me on Auto World to give you some great fun. That's what it's all about. Great fun. And just so you know, if you're asking whatever happened to Arthur Ralston, he's still driving and still living and having fun. And, oh, by the way, he was driving to see his girlfriend in that Oldsmobile, that 98 Oldsmobile back in the day. For the very first time on the road, that was his very first time. And, of course, who did he meet? Oh, that Olds 98, too, by the way, was his parents' car. He did actually have 8 stitches in his right knee. But he's okay today. So if you believe you have a dead man's curve or a bad road in your town, forget the chockles. I'm just talking about that pitch, the way that thing was designed. Was it designed again for the speed limit sign, or was the speed limit sign put up there later? We all know what was put up there later. But call your mayor. Maybe call your attorney general in your city. You know, maybe call your highway district and say, I think that corner over there is pitched the wrong way. It's going the wrong way. Oh, yeah. Not good. Let's get it fixed. Hey, you know what? It's time to talk about something you might not have heard about. Hopefully you have. The Silent Shadow. What? Oh, yeah, the Silent Shadow. Rolls-Royce, the 103 EX. The Silent Shadow is what they're going to call it. It's a play, actually, on the Silver Shadow, produced back in the years of... Well, between 1965 and 1980, Rolls-Royce made a Silver Shadow. Well, now they're building a ultra-high-end EV car called the Silent Shadow. Rolls-Royce is. But believe it or not, and it's the truth, they're going to be building that on a BMW iX-i7 battery platform. What? Yeah, I said it. A Rolls-Royce contracted BMW to put their body on their iX-i7 battery platform. Well, what's that tell you, folks? You know what the Rolls-Royce is. I mean, that's where the refrigerator's there. It's got stuff that you touch a button and the door automatically opens up. You know, it goes Rolls-Royce is way over the top in luxury, creature features, you know that. But now, wait a minute, they're putting the BMW underneath it? It's, of course, the battery platform to make an EV, electric vehicle. That's coming to us, of course. And there's Oral Rose is talking about 2 years. They're going to have that for us. Very futuristic, of course. But that tells you one thing.
Yeah. I know the second guy in the second row here, and the female's elbowing him and saying, hey, Mark, you must not know the price of Rolls Royce. We can't afford one of those. Oh, I know. You can't just go get a loan from the bank. But no, let's get back to reality. If they're putting a BMW iX-i7 battery platform underneath it, what's that tell you? That tells you that you can maybe go over to the BMW and buy yourself an EV over on the BMW side. And then tell everybody, I'm driving a Rolls Royce. See how that works? Yeah, it doesn't have the Rolls Royce clock, you know, up in the center of the dash. But you're driving the platform. See, that's kind of unique. They're sharing. Why not? Share and share alike. Love the news that we get, the EV news that just keeps coming. Absolutely. It's time now. Let's get to those emails, folks. In order to get your email sent to Mark Evans here on Auto World, email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now I'm going to reach into the email bag. I've got a lot of emails I want to share with you. There's one here. I've got it. I reach into the email bag, and if you do not want me to read it on the air, please just put on there, don't read on the air, and or if you'd like me to read it, say yes, go for it. So this one that looks like I can read on the air, let's do it. Hi, Mark. Great show. Thank you. I appreciate that. Need your help with my 1999 Ford F-150 pickup. The clutch has been feeling funny lately. I drive it every day, and now I have no clutch pedal. When I push it in, it stays to the floor. I pull it up with my hand, and when I push it back to the floor, it just stays on the floor. I put brake fluid in the clutch master cylinder on the firewall, and by pushing, we got to go to a little break, and then we're going to release who this is, the name, and maybe the station that they're listening on. We're going to fix their clutch. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World right here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
That button right over there. Yeah, that button. That red button. Push that button. The other button. Oh, the lowrider. It's low ride now. Get all the air out of the bags. That's what I'm talking about. We're in the weeds. Welcome back to Auto World with our lowrider. Good to have you along here in the Greasy Garage Studio, live from the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho. What a treat to have you here with me. Thank you for taking your time out of your busy schedule, your life, to bring into my life called Auto World. We both have our Auto Worlds together. That's what it's all about. And with that said, let's get back to that email. I didn't make it to the end, so let's find out who it is. It says, I'll just start all over. It says, hi, Mark, great show. Thank you. I need your help with my 1999 Ford F-150 pickup. The clutch has been feeling funny lately. I drive it every day, and now I have no clutch pedal. When I push it in, it stays on the floor. I pull it up with my hand, and when I push it back to the floor, it just stays there. I've put brake fluid in the clutch master cylinder, and my pushing and pulling the clutch pedal, I barely get a clutch back. I don't see any leaks under my truck at this time. So where is all that brake fluid going that I keep putting in? Question mark. And what could be my wrong with my clutch? I have a clutch problem. Help. Thanks, Andy. Enjoying AW from Provo, Utah. Oh, I appreciate it. AW, woo! Out of World, that stands for. Thank you, Andy, and let's do a shout-out. I said a shout-out. Shout-out. There it is. Shout-out. We always got to have a good horn for our affiliates. A shout-out to KBJA, 1640 AM, Salt Lake City, Provo, Ogden, Sandy, Utah. And, of course, I welcome all the other folks, all you folks there in the little cities around, all those other big cities. You're all welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio each and every week. Thank you for being here. Oh, yeah. You know, I've got a, from Provo, Utah, Indy, I've got a brass buckle made out of solid brass from a gentleman that we commissioned back in the days of my drag race days. So I've got a brass buckle. It's got a funny car coming around the front of that thing out of Provo, Utah. Oh, got some great memories of Provo and Salt Lake City drag racing. Anyway, you've got a clutch problem, Andy. I'm sorry that your clutching's not clutching and your pedal's not pedaling. Let's see if we can't get this pedaling down the clutch road. First and foremost, you're absolutely right. I'm glad you do know what a clutch master cylinder is. It's up on the firewall. It barely holds any brake fluid. By the way, .3 brake fluid or .4. please do dot 4 because it's a synthetic brake fluid. Dot 3 is conventional, and it's just like engine oil. A synthetic oil is going to last longer through the temperatures, hot and cold. And down in Salt Lake, Provo, Utah, you folks get some winter. You get basically four seasons and some big winters. You got some great ski hills. Anyway, so do dot 4. Now, that clutch master cylinder is very, very small, and there's not a lot of room. And what happens is, you're right, if you said you don't see any puddles underneath it, and you don't see any puddle, here's a couple things I want you to check. And then we're going to get down to the nuts and the bolts of what's going on and what's wrong. The clutch master cylinder, Andy, is mounted on the firewall. Look on the firewall underneath the clutch master cylinder and see if it, take your finger and see if it's wet. Remember I said in the first hour, the second hour of Auto World here this week, I said something about brake fluid eating paint. If you see some bubbles on the paint, you know it's been leaking for quite some time. Second, I want you to go in where the clutch pedal is, because the clutch pedal is connected to a rod that goes inside the clutch master cylinder. Take a flashlight, bend down, look up where that clutch pedal is pushing the rod into the master cylinder. I want to make sure that's nice and dry. You could have some wet juice there called brake fluid. If you do, your clutch master cylinder is leaking. Now, if you've got a rubber mat, you'll probably, as you've noticed, you'll probably see the brake fluid leaking on the driver's side mat. But if it's carpet, it just soaks it right up, and you and I and everybody else listening, we don't see it. Okay, do all those tests for me. But now, your Ford pickup, that F-150, has got what we call an internal clutch master cylinder. And this clutch, it's not a master cylinder, it's a clutch slave cylinder. You have the clutch master on the firewall, the clutch slave cylinder is internal. The line going from the clutch master goes down to the side, driver's side, and you get down and look, and you'll see that clutch clutch line with brake fluid in it going in a hole into the transmission bell housing, and that's going into a internal clutch slave cylinder. And the only way, they're big and massive, it's got the throw-out bearing there, and that's got, that line goes in there and pushes fluid into that slave cylinder, causing the throw-out bearing to push on the clutch plate, causing you to have a clutch. When you don't have a pedal like you do, that means that we don't have pressure. So the slave cylinder that's inside the bell housing is leaking, and since that bell housing is all sealed, and by the way, it's probably got your brake fluid soaking up on your clutch disc, because that material on your clutch disc is just like disc brake pad and disc brake shoe material. It's like a sponge. It absorbs it, and it's slinging around in there, and that's where all that brake fluid that you've been putting in is. That's where it's going. It's inside that bell housing. So if you take that little, take your flashlight, take the little inspection plate off that is underneath, right straight up underneath on the bottom of the bell housing. When you pull that off, you'll probably get a handful of brake fluid. Remember I was talking earlier about 45 years of doing this, and I touch and taste it? Oh, you might, don't get your face there, you could taste brake fluid. But that's what's going on. Now, you can't do the job yourself, Andy, I'm sorry. You're going to have to pull the transmission out, pull the drive line out, pull the tranny out to get to the clutch slave cylinder. But I want to make you aware that that's where the problem is, that's where it's going, and that it's going to cost quite a bit of a dollars just for the clutch slave cylinder. Don't buy an aftermarket one. Buy it from the Ford dealership. That way you don't have to do this job again, period. They're plastic. They just buy from the dealer. Buy the Formoco Ford part and be done, Motorcraft part. But the tranny's got to be pulled out. It's pretty expensive. That clutch slave cylinder, it could be all the way up. Just the part alone could run up all the way up to $300. And again, you're talking to me from listening here at Salt Lake, so you're probably the same price as I am in Boise, Idaho. So if you were back east, folks, you're probably going to run about $450 for that same part. That's what's going on. And Andy, you are now a charter member of Auto World. I appreciate emailing. And if you will, I don't have an address here. If you'll send me your address of where you'd like to get some goodies sent to you to keep that Ford truck clean, send it over and I'll get some out to you. Well, it is time to put you in class. Oh, I know. Some of you have already skipped out, but you're getting in trouble for that. Okay, none of you skipped out. Good, good. Because I got homework coming, too. But it's time for a class in session, period, on Auto World. What? Yes, listen up. Take a pen and pencil. Write this down. It's in the steering wheel, folks. Yes, the steering wheel. Steering wheel angle sensor. It was introduced back in the 1990s on all vehicles now, though. Everyone's got one. It's a steering wheel angle sensor. And what's it control? If your vehicle feels like it's oversteering, over-assisted sometimes, or under-assisted, like you don't have power steering and it's manual, well, it controls not only the steering, it controls the ABS, anti-lock brake system, the traction control, and yes, the turn signal switch reset too. So if your steering wheel feels kind of funny going in and out, and or your blinkers are doing some weird stuff at the same time, or your traction control lights on and flashing, you've got yourself a steering wheel angle sensor out. Class is adjourned. Well, there you go. The garage door's going down. Oh, I'm glad you joined us here this week. I want to thank everybody that helps me put on Auto World each and every week. Of course, Axelrod Alex, the producer of the show. General Motor George, my chief engineer who keeps me wired. Lug Nutley, the program director, marketing manager, my makeup artist. Lion Lucy, always tell me I'm looking good. My personal chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy, or I wouldn't get here without Sammy. Thank you. Oh, yeah, keeping my seat cushion nice and warm before I get here is... Well, you know what her name is, Seat Cushion Susie, my customer care expert. Who cares, Willie? Yep, PR director, though, Bobby Biesser, watch out for him. Of course, Bentley Bryan, he's bending the rules at all times to make me look good at Genesis Communications Network, and that website address is gcn.com. Drive safe and motor on. See you next week.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.